Sutherland, the one speakeasy of him. Today I'm here with Greg.
Yes, thank you, Stephen, and thank you for tuning in, guys, on this Friday night. And special night tonight, it's movie night, Stephen. So what does that mean?
We got all the songs from all the greatest movies.
Yeah, we're playing all the best songs from the best movies. We're talking Ghostbusters, Back to the Future, Bridget Jones' Diary.
Yeah.
But what else have we got on the show?
Well, Greg, you and I are going to have the news.
That's right. And we're going to hear from our other DJs.
And Amy and Mark are going to play the couples game a little bit later.
Ooh, the couples game. How do you think they're going to do?
Probably pretty bad.
Oh, I don't know. They seem to know each other pretty well.
Don't angry.
Well, I think they might hear you. But yeah, doing a bit of news. That's interesting. I think I heard one this morning. Did you hear in London every 52 seconds someone is stabbed?
Oh,
poor guy.
Don't be just happy news.
Should we get on with the show?
Yeah. All
right. What song have we got coming up first? It's Friday night, Stephen.
Anyways, it's Friday, and it's movie night, so isn't that be the sun to start up your Friday?
I think you're right, Stephen. What's this one called?
The Time Warp.
From the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Rocky Horror Picture Show. Speaking of him.
Better put on your fishnets.
Better put on your fishnets. Come on, Patrick.
Take
this to Patrick. And then come on, Patrick.
Close.
Get it up.
Not for very much longer.
Let's do the Time Warp on Speakeasy FM.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left. Slip your hands on your hips.
Year. Today's special guest, James Brown.
Wow!
Hello, James. It's a movie called Garfield. The cast, the movie called Garfield.
Oh, I feel good. I knew that I would sugar and spice. So nice.
Thanks. How are you?
Good.
How many times can we say this?
A lot of times.
Good.
Well, I don't care. Oh, I really don't care.
So, it's movie night?
Yes, it's movie. I love movies, so.
Yeah, I know you do. And you brought in your diary.
Yes, I did.
How long have you had that diary for?
Since Christmas.
Oh, nice. Oh, so yeah. It's the 2021 diary.
Yes, yeah.
And you writing it every day?
Every night before I go to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever missed a night?
I did, yeah, and then, I forgot.
That's impressive. I find it hard to use a diary.
Yeah. But I'm trying to copy, like, Bissinger's diaries.
Princess Diaries?
Bridget Jones.
Oh, Bridget Jones' diary.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How does she do her diary?
Well, she talked about her alcohol and things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't remember mine, but I guess.
Fair enough. Yeah. That's true. I don't know if we've said on the show before, but because you have diabetes type 1.
Yes, type 1.
So you do your blood sugars every day.
Yes, but it's boring.
And Bridget Jones drinks alcohol every day.
Yeah, I speak one to her.
So I've been told you got your first diary when the first movie came out.
Yes, that's correct.
So that's quite a lot of diaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love diaries. Every year, Tom and Dad get me a diary every year.
Yeah, so for Christmas every year now you get a diary.
Yeah.
Just like Bridget Jones.
Yeah. But not my birthday, so.
Well, I mean, when you get the end of the year and Christmas, it's ready for the next to start in January.
Yeah. Like your fresh new start.
Yep.
Yeah.
New start. What do you do with your diaries once they're full?
It's really full. Well, it tells you a Christmas on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's going to be later finished.
Yep. And when you finish that one and you've got your new diary, what do you do with the old one?
I keep it. I might make it into a story. Or like listen to a story, so I'm making like a film.
Oh, yeah, cool. So what we might do on some of these future episodes is you can bring in some of the old ones and we'll read them.
Yeah, I hope I found it some.
Yeah. Do you know who else does diaries?
You?
No, I should. I mean, they're a great way to keep organized.
Yeah, is so.
Anyone
film.
Who knows me will know that's not a strength of mine. But
I know Princess Diaries.
Yeah, but there's lots of people, important people in the world, who use diaries. So, like the Queen.
Yeah. I was just doing that. You'll say.
Yeah, well, she's got a lot of stuff to keep up with.
Well, it's a bit sad for her, anyway. So.
Yeah, a lot of people like. Businesses use diaries to keep things going. Actors, actresses.
I think they don't have time. They're acting in films.
Yeah, well, they use the diary. Usually they have someone who has the diary for them. So
the bodyguards and stuff.
Yeah, well, their assistant like would be the one who would use the diary.
Yeah.
But instead of writing what they did that day, it's kind of how they plan their day ahead.
Yeah.
Interesting about diaries, huh?
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm going to speak to thank you for my dad getting me a diary.
Yeah, yeah. But so it is movie night, and we're talking about Bridget Jones' Diary.
Yes.
So that I think it's only fair we have a song from the movie.
Yeah.
All right. So I had chosen a song, but you've just let me know that that's not from the first Bridget Jones, Greg. That's from the second.
Yeah, it is.
So we've had a change in the song, and what are we having instead, Amy?
Is the Wrench.
Yeah. So what's the song? So from the first Bridget Jones.
The first old film, the song is Respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Keep it tuned on Speakeasy FM.
Speakeasy News.
With the two old men.
With your two old men, Stephen and Greg. Take it away, Greg.
All right. Well, in today's North Shore headlines, we've got a call for Harbour Bridge to open to bikes over the summer.
Is it shut?
Well, no, it's it's open, but I mean so that people can ride their bikes on it.
Well, that's stupid.
Well, cycling routes, access to the bridge is sorely needed. Apparently, we need this trial and we just can't stall.
Well, can't they go on a cycling train in the bush?
Well, I guess some people need to get to the city, but they want to use their bicycles.
Well, they need cars.
So you're all for the cars, are you?
Yep. Sorry.
Sorry, putting my foot down.
I'm all for the cars.
Well, yeah, but I mean, some people think it's good. You know, you got to cut back on the carbon emissions and less traffic.
I disagree.
Okay. You're a fan of the... So that's that.
Sorry, guys. You're here first. I'm speaking. Why are you laughing?
You're a man of your opinion, you know? A strong opinion. Yeah. Well, hey, Steve, what about... I mean, people like you with walking frames and wheelchairs, they'd be able to get across the Harbour Bridge.
Greg, do I look like I want to walk across the bloody Harbour Bridge?
Well, you know what? I suppose not. You heard it here from Stephen first. North Shore Stadium kitchen put to use to feed 9,000 kids.
What one? North Harbour.
Yeah, the hardly used kitchen will become a hive of activity, providing revenue stream for Auckland Council and lessening the burden of ratepayers. So that's at North Harbour Stadium.
You mean the one in Albany?
Yes.
And the stadium pools.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Why do they want to do it?
So they want to use that kitchen to that they say it's hardly used. So they want to use that kitchen to start cooking food for councils and
Who
need it.
Why don't we go and get some food off them?
I don't know if I qualify as someone.
Well, Patrick and I could do it. We could go get some food off in the Albany Stadium.
Well, I think it's for kids.
Well, Peyton won't mind. He's a kid. He's a big kid. He can't even hear me. Sorry, Peyton's back.
Aspiring politicians make a wish to hang out with New Zealand Prime Minister.
When?
A student from Auckland didn't want a trip to Disney World. He wants to meet Jacinda Ardern.
Well, when?
I don't know. Do you not make a wishes?
A thing that they do? A fund?
Yeah, they're a non-profit organization that helps fulfill the wishes of children with life-altering medical conditions. They give them a chance to grant their wish, and usually it's like they want to go to Disneyland or something. But someone's chosen that they'd like to meet Jacinda Ardern.
That's what I would like to do too.
Yeah, well, what would your wish be? If you granted any wish?
To buy an island.
To buy an island, yep.
Is there any for sale? Is there any for sale at the moment?
Well, I'll just have a look on Trade Me, but in the meantime, how about some music, Stephen?
All right, well, take it away, Chilton.
Hello and welcome to Chun's Jukebox. Hope you are enjoying busy night. Now let you me take you back to 1985. We are going. We don't need roads. From Back to the Future. The Power of Love. This is Grace Scott.
Welcome back. So, Greg, how are these training listings coming on?
Well, still having a look through.
Ireland?
Had a couple of hits here.
Is there an island?
Let's see. There, I found a website. It's Vladdy Private Islands. And, yeah, private islands for sale.
So
we've got one here. It's called Pakatoa Island between Oz and New Zealand.
Pakatoa Island.
It doesn't say how much it is, but we can send a request.
I want to ask him.
All right, well, I'll type the message. What do you want to ask?
How much do you want for your island?
Well, maybe we should start with...
Does it come with any hot girls?
Okay, yeah, these are all good points.
Sorry.
We should start with our name.
I am Stephen. How much do you want for your island? Does it come with any gorgeous girls? And a pool.
Anything else?
Let me know.
Hope to hear from you soon.
Yeah.
Send.
Yeah.
Louder! Ghostbusters!
The Couples Game.
Oh, yeah, what is that, quick?
The Couples Game. So that's where we're going to test.
Yeah, I love games.
You like games, good. This is where we're testing your...
He's like my dad.
This is where we're testing the couple's knowledge on each other. Michael's looking like he feels pretty confident.
Yeah, I am.
All right. Okay, so I've got a couple of questions I'm going to ask you. Michael answer first, and then Amy will answer the same question right after. Okay, the first question is... What did they wear on their first date? So, Michael, what did Amy wear on her first date?
Okay. Hold on. I knew it. Lunch, dinner, dancing, a bar.
Okay, that's where you went on your first date, so very good. Yeah. What was she wearing on her first date?
Shoes.
She was wearing shoes. Okay, that's
black shoes.
Black shoes?
Black.
Okay, so that's good.
Black. Yeah, her black shoes.
And what color was the top?
Brown, black, white color.
Yeah, so I go, it's not us on the top.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what was it?
Okay, I wear boots with leggings and a brown dress.
Ah, so you're right. It was so brown dress. Okay.
Yeah.
Good job, Michael.
Ding, ding, ding. Yep.
All right. Amy, what was Michael wearing on your first date?
Blue top with jeans.
Is that right, Michael?
Yep.
Wow, well done. Off to a good start. Who said, I love you first?
A mom and dad or a Michael family?
No.
Out of you two.
It's not about her. I love my mom.
That's a good answer. Yeah. So the first people you should say I love you to is your mom and dad. Good. So when it was you and Amy who said I love you first?
Amy.
You and me.
Amy.
Was that Amy?
Amy, I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, so sweet. Amy, do you know what the answer is?
When I first met him.
Ah, how lovely. And were you the first one to say it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, lucky man, Michael.
Oh, it's just great.
Isn't that Damien Murphy's kiss?
Ooh. Which Disney character are they most alike? So we'll start, Amy, we'll start with you. So what Disney character is Michael most like?
Most like?
Yep.
Like you.
Most similar to Michael, Disney character.
I think is Lion King.
Lion King?
Ooh. Yeah.
Which character?
The father.
Ooh, Mufasa.
Yeah.
Oh, Michael, that is a good answer. What do you think?
Nope.
No, Mufasa's the king of the jungle.
Yeah.
Zac Efron.
For high school I think he was hoping you'd say Zac Efron, my High School Musical.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, like, Wolverine.
Like who?
Wolverine. X-Men.
Ooh, Wolverine, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Oh, very good, yeah.
He's got a beard.
Yeah.
Is that a good answer?
Yeah, that's a bit
nice.
He's got a beard.
What a compliment that is, Michael.
Oh, God.
All right, Michael, what Disney character is Amy most like?
I don't know. Amy, what's your
favorite Disney princess? Belle.
Say Belle. Belle?
Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's quite the compliment. I think you're right, Michael.
Yeah.
What do you think then, Amy?
Yes. I keep saying to my dad, Papa, all the time.
Yeah.
And he's a little like Beast as well. So.
Oh, a bit like the Beauty and the Beast couple.
Yeah.
Michael is quite like strong. And
yeah, because it's got a whole beard.
Yeah, he's got a good beard. I can't grow a beard like that, so very jealous.
But he's going to cut it off on my birthday party, are you, Michael?
That's my brother's turn.
It's called The Prince.
All right. I've got a song now that I think reminds me of you two.
Oh, God.
Yep. So, any guesses what it might be?
It's not Elton John.
Nope, I think you'll like it.
Oh, yes.
Grace.
This one's for Amy and Michael. Yeah, well, welcome back. Anybody who's following, we haven't had a response yet about this island, but exciting to know that it's out there. How much do you think this island's going to set us back, Steve?
$100,000.
$100,000? I mean, I have no idea. You could be on the market. I have a feeling it might be a little bit more than that, but you know, I've never been in the market for an island.
I have.
What are we going to name this island?
The Monkey Island.
Monkey Island. That's just got such a ring to it, doesn't it?
What if I...
Oh, you know what? Why don't you do a bit of an advertisement for the island right now?
Well, welcome to Monkey Island. If you want to get to Monkey Island, here's where to begin. It's only 5 minutes to get to Monkey Island. So come down to all the hot spots. We've got restaurants outside your step. Some apartments. Accommodation is free. So make sure you book now on 0800-124-126. 0800-124-126. On Speakers FM. I'll see you there for cocktail.
Damn, that was a good one. I'll tell you what, Steve, sign me up for your island.
I'll see you on the island. If you like piña coladas, get caught in the rain. If you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain. If you'd like making love at midnight, in the dunes on the Cape. working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Where's that time again? How you enjoying the theme show?
Yeah.
The first theme show.
Yeah. I mean, movie songs just bring back such good memories, don't they, Steven?
Yes, they do.
What was your favourite?
Probably Watership Down when the boat disappears.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. I mean, there's so many good songs. Ghostbusters, Back to the Future.
Yep.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yep. This has been the greatest show ever.
Oh, I think so. It was a good one, wasn't it?
Stay safe and say no to drugs, but... Have you already spoken to your drugs? And have you already said yes? Dumb move. Send your mail to speakeasymm@gmail.com. Let me know what your favourite movie is, and I might read some out on it or play some for you. If you're lucky. So,
anyways.
So, stay safe. Don't get up to any trouble, and I'll speak to you next week.
Ah, that was beautiful. And it was recording, which is even better.
Oh, God, does Kate know about this? Working now.
Take the brother out for the-